This is a data indicating a progress node patient named Ren, W-R-E-N-N, Joanne, J-O-A-N. Data service 7-3-2023, place Franklinwood Genesis Nursing Rehab. Date of birth for this patient is 4-23-1948. Subjective patient seen today for follow-up. He has been left foot swelling, left ankle swelling, and also left leg swelling. Patient denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills. Past medical history, she has a history of hypertension, obesity, ambulatory dysfunction, DVT in the past, but she was recently diagnosed with acute DVT in the left leg and has been in anticoagulation, a pixie band, and has been tolerating well. No episode of bleeding, no hematuria, and rural system, no headache, indigenous pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GN, vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, left leg, left ankle swelling. And she does have some right edema trace, but left leg is significant swollen. Neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no urine, no dipsia. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, M3, cooperative, vital, stable, no respiratory distress, had edema, pneumocardic, isenteric, neck, supplement, chest, non-tender, lungs, clear, heart, estimates, two abdomen, soft, non-tender, balls, no positive, extremities, left ankle is swollen, left foot is swollen, left leg is also edema with swelling, and no redness, no sign of infection or cellulitis, right leg is minimal edema, no cough tenderness. Neuro, she's awake, alert, re-entered M3. We repeat Doppler was done, that showing DVT, left leg. Also the lab done and the x-ray done. X-ray showed DJD of the left foot, no fracture. And the lab done shows sodium 141, potassium 3.8, coronary 105, CO 28, BUN 14, cadence 0.8, PET 14.5, INR 1.1, hemoglobin 12.4, mercury 40.8, WBC 6.59. Assessment, left leg swelling secondary to recent acute DVT. Next in left ankle swelling, a combination of peripheral edema along with DVT and DJD. Next in history of hypertension, next in ambulatory dysfunction. Plan of care, I have reviewed the medication, will continue anticoagulation. She also has obesity, history of depression, will continue all her routine medication and monitor her closely. Thank you.